the way of the future. And so this is Natalie from the X Design Environmental Health Clinic, who has one of the most impressive and populated areas here at the Next Fest Wired Magazine Convention. And tell me exactly what we're standing in front of and what your guys' goal is.
Well, I run the Environmental Health Clinic, and that's about addressing health not as internal, pharmaceutical, and individual, but as external and environmental and collectively changeable.
Okay.
So the product that we have here, the prescription product from the Environmental Health Clinic, is called the Green Light System.
And now what is it? To me, it looks like it could be just any other window. What's special about this awning?
This awning is actually hurricane glass with solar cells embedded in it. And the solar cells, because it's an awning, we're not hiding the solar cells on the roof or away. We're actually putting it on the awning. And it's on glass, so there's a nice dappled light that comes through, but it reduces the heat gain of the building, so you don't have to cool the building as much. And also, because it's an awning, you can position it at seasonally optimal positions.
Right.
So, and then finally, because it's an awning, it's almost like putting out a flag. It says, I'm doing something, I'm exploring this technology. So we use these solar awnings to drive the lighting in the house. And the light.
So all of the energy that's powering the house comes from it's collected from the sun from this awning?
That's right. Because we're using super efficient lighting inside, super efficient LEDs that we've tuned to support plant growth.
Okay.
So it's a super efficient use of solar cells to produce power for super efficient LEDs. The LEDs we've tuned so that if it were just supporting plants, it would be an icky purple light, because plants, chlorophyll absorbs in blue and in red, and it's not great to live with. So we've mixed the LEDs so that they produce a nice white human light,
right,
and it supports the plant growth. The whole reason for doing this off-grid lighting system, is so we can have plants where we need them, and we need them inside to address indoor air contaminants. Indoor air contamination is one of the major health issues. You would have heard that the asthma epidemic and that kids are more likely to suffer from respiratory illness than anything else, because we're poisoning ourselves with a ltoll of formaldehyde, benzene, toluene, these indoor air contaminants, which are very common and very well known as carcinogens. What do we do about that? We have a system that supports plants to do what they actually do more effectively than any other thing that we know of, which is absorb plants and the soil microbes to absorb these indoor air contaminants, formaldehyde, benzene, toluene,
sure.
Xylene.
Yeah. And now, how expensive is this? How far off is it? Because, I mean, obviously it sounds like an awesome idea, and I can only see the pros and no cons. Why doesn't everyone have this right now?
We just started making them. Well, there's a number of things. We're in early stages of production. The first edition is out. There's two, there's the solar awning chandelier combination and the work light and solar blind combination, which is a little bit more adaptable. You put it where you need it when you need it. And it demonstrates this closed loop engineering, which in fact is the most effective way to get great improvements in environmental performance. But we have them ready to be ordered now. We're taking deposits here.
You do. And now, do you have one in your home?
I have seven in my
home.
I do.
What I like. Someone who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. You know, you believe in your product. How can people order them? You said it's on the market now. Is there a website that they can point them to?
Yes, xdesign.nyu.edu or xdesignproject.com.
So are you from New York University?
I am. I'm a professor at New York University.
I graduated New York University.
See? Look what
See?
We made.
Smart people hang out together at Next Fest.